When she said, I don't dance now, I make money moves, that was a mission statement for a whole new generation.
Respect, but that's not the Mount Rushmore. Listen, cash rules everything around me. When that line dropped, it changed the whole hustle. The greatest tracks are never finished. They're just debated forever. Introducing the Sprite Living Tracklist. 50 tracks that shape the culture from 6 decades of hip-hop. Scan the QR code on a Sprite or Sprite Zero Sugar to see the full breakdown. Obey your thirst. Sprite.
The Hard Shoulder with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
With summer well and truly upon us and windows finally being left open in homes up and down the country, you may have noticed an increase of flies and moths and other critters buzzing around your kitchen and elsewhere. And I'm joined now by Colly Ennis, Biodiversity Officer at Trinity College in Dublin, who is here to tell us how we can put a stop to unwanted invaders and insects, particularly in our homes. Colly, you probably hate us talking about how to get rid of these creatures, but most of us do not want them flitting around our house. I am particularly besieged at the moment by moths, and I'm going around clapping my hands trying to catch them, and the moths defy me by flying away blissfully every time I do it. So what can we do about all the bugs and critters that have come in through the windows?
Apart from celebrating them for the wonderful creatures that they are, I agree.
I agree
with you in the fact that we don't want them in our homes. Right now, I'm dealing with a moth infestation at the top of my stairs, and half the carpet is gone.
So, well, exactly. Yeah, that's why I really don't want moths.
I understand when they get settled in.
They're coming for my jumpers, Colly. I know they are.
They're coming for everything. They're coming for anything that's made out of natural fabrics and stuff like that. They'll lay their eggs in it, and their larva will come through and munch it all up and just make a mess of things. So the idea with all these creatures, with moths and especially the flying insects like mosquitoes and blue bottles and anything that
blue
kind
bottles
of
are another thing. I was about to go to sleep the other night and I heard a buzzing and turned my light on. There was a blue bottle in my room flying around, and I was like, there's no way I'm going to sleep with a blue bottle in my room, because I'm thinking he's going to land on my head while I'm asleep and walk around my eyelids and stuff. So it's
peak blue bottle season now at the moment. It's peak bug season at the moment. It's been really muggy and kind of damp, and then we get the warm spells, and it's just really making it all the kind of numbers bump up a lot. And that's really great for nature, and we need these creatures, and they're all essential for our food webs. But again, just to keep them out of our house, a few rules. Number one, and the big thing, is to cover food, to cover your bins, because they're chasing smells in the air that they'll pick up on their antennae.
So I have a little composter thing, like, as in, when I say a composter, it doesn't do anything. It's just a kind of a tin thing I got in Marks and Spencer's that I put food waste in before I put it in the outside bin. So
I bet you it's a magnet for them.
Well, it kind of is. If you take the lid off at the moment, like fruit flies are coming out of it.
Yeah. So it's stuff like that, to make sure it's well sealed, to make sure even fruit bowls, you know, you might have the apple down the bottom of the fruit bowl and it starts to go a bit brown. That's giving off all these scents to these flying insects that would, you know, use that as a source of food to come into the house.
All right, cover your fruit either in a sealed container or probably in the fridge at this point of the summer.
On the fridge. Fridge is the best place. Meat's left open. The chicken, you know, the roast chicken left on the counter overnight, that all draws them in.
Okay.
Now, that's what's drawing them in. We want to have our windows open, and we want to have, you know, a bit of fresh air in the house. The best way of kind of stopping them while having your windows open is to get fly screens. You know, a lot of places in America.
I've seen them on the continent in America.
Yes.
But I wouldn't have thought of them here. Do people use them in Ireland?
I think they've been, you know, in certain areas, I think I know people who live next door to large water bodies.
And
they'd
have a lot
more
to a lake or
flying
something.
Insects. Exactly. So they'd use them a lot. But I think now with the climate is warming up in Ireland, we're going to have an increase in certain species of insect, particularly the pest species. They're kind of going to take advantage of this warming climate, and you're going to have a lot more the likes of flies, for example. We might even get new species of mosquito arriving in. And I think we're going to have to kind of, as a society in Ireland, kind of reevaluate whether we use fly screens on
and if you don't have a fly screen, because I suspect the vast majority of our listeners don't, you know, I know you're loath to go there, but Colly, how do we drive them out, or dare I say it, kill them?
Well, I hate blue bottles.
I have a hatred of them.
We want to try and stay away from nasty chemicals for our health and for the environment's health. So again, trying to stop them at source. I don't like the idea of fly screens on my windows either. I don't think they look particularly well. So they won't come in if we don't have the source of food for them.
Okay.
There is anecdotal evidence that the likes of lemon scented sprays can kind of put them off.
Oh, citronella candles and stuff.
Citronella, that's the one. They don't like them at all. There's like, I remember like being told when I was a kid by my grandmother that geraniums, that's why, do you remember everybody used to have geraniums along their window? They're supposed to kind of give off a scent.
Ants are another issue for people. I know I had, I've seemed to be okay so far this year, but last year at one stage, the back of my house, it was like there was an ant festival going on.
Yeah, you probably had a nest next in around under a slab or under your patio, because that's really ideal nesting areas for ants. And what happens is, again, it's down to our own fault. The ants send out scouts. So a little scout ant goes off to look for food, and he finds the half the Mars bar down the back of the couch. He goes back to the nest and leaves a chemical trail, and tells all the lads.
All right, so cleaning
food there,
lemon
cleaning,
putting away the food. Shane Coleman is not infested with moths as am I, and some blue bottles, but he does have seagulls on his roof. Now obviously we're not going to be killing seagulls the way we might kill a blue bottle, but what is there any way of driving birds off your roof, because they are allegedly, although he is a bit of a wuss, dive bombing him now as he leaves his house?
I well believe we were dealing with it in Trinity College every year, but it's the way to get rid of seagulls off our roofs is to provide food for them in the sea. And we've unfortunately taken all our food away from them. Yeah. Everything has a knock on effect by our actions.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, just
I can't wear
a hard hat, Shane.
Well,
just for a while.
I'm sure you'd tell me, Collie, there's nothing I could do at the moment because they're nesting, and there's a little, I'm not even sure if it's a fledgling at this stage, but the fledgling has fallen on the flat roof. Which means we can't open any of the windows, because if you open the window, the seagull goes absolutely mental. So I think we're just going to have to sit it out until the little one learns to fly.
Then it'll be gone. Exactly.
All right.
Fair play.
All right. I suppose we have to live alongside these creatures, and I do appreciate that, Collie, but I still don't talk to me about the moths. They have to go. It's me or them. Thank you very much for joining us. That is Collie Ennis there, Biodiversity Officer at Trinity College in Dublin.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.